That's the emphasis of the retreat. As I said earlier, the instructions, that the simplicity of the instructions, relax. Are you aware? Recognize awareness and what's obvious. Even checking the attitude from time to time, this can be carried right into the midst of whatever we're doing. So the instructions for daily life don't change. What seems to change, actually, with what the level of what changes is what we're noticing. You know, when we're sitting or in a still posture, what we're noticing tends to be more internal. Our sensations, the sounds, the body sensations and emotions, we tend to notice that more internally. And in our daily lives, often there's more external, a lot of seeing, a lot of hearing, a lot of more content that we're able to notice. And if we're kind of have the idea that we can't be aware of that, that actually gets in the way of the awareness. And so part of what I hope to do is to pop the bubble of the idea that there's things out there that we can't be mindful of. So again, the light touch is important too. So one of the key tools, there's a couple key tools for carrying this practice into daily life. And I'd say relaxation is one of them. You know, so that can be a kind of a check-in. I just in my 10-minute break, I went into my kitchen, I was doing a few things, and that was the piece that brought me back. It's like, oh, there's some tension here. I'm, you know, tense as I'm washing this, you know, doing this thing in my kitchen. And it's like just, oh, relax. And with that relaxation, there was a very easeful, oh, I'm easily here right now. So we can find actually we have habitual tension in a lot of our day. You know, one time I remember a friend doing this practice and he said, you know, I realize how much I'm scrubbing my teeth with that toothbrush, you know, how much tension I'm holding in my hand and how much tension there is in my body. And it's like, I don't need that much tension to brush my teeth. And so this can happen throughout the day that we see how much we're habitually tense. And so that's a piece. You know, be curious about, can there be a little bit of relaxation right now in your life? So when, and that's also kind of noticing that mindfulness is returned. If you're thinking about relaxation in daily life, there's a little bit of awareness there. There's some awareness there. So notice aware too. That's the other key piece for me in daily life is the recognition of mindfulness returning. Just the mindfulness pops in, awareness pops in, kind of spontaneously throughout our day. It's like we don't make it happen, it just arises based on conditions. You know, I said earlier that, you know, if you're out for a walk, something might. A bird might fly right in front of you and the attention will go there. That also might bring you into awareness. It might make awareness, highlight awareness in that moment. And so just noticing the moments of when awareness returns. And in those moments, kind of just taking in that you're aware and what's happening. In our daily lives, there may be times in the day where we can emphasize or kind of be curious about, well, can I be aware, you know, kind of remembering the practice of reminding ourselves to be aware. There's a lot of times in our day where we can actively do that. Doing chores, for instance, taking a walk, times when we're having a meal, you know, that we can actually kind of be curious about what is it like to actually be eating this meal? What is it like to be washing the dishes? So being aware while doing the activities. There's a lot of activities in our day where we may be able to orient to emphasizing, remember awareness. And there are going to be chunks of your day where you're focusing on some content. Doing something for work, having a conversation where it's taking some kind of mental cycles. It's taking some focus. It's taking some activity. And what I often find happens is that, people will say, well, I can't be mindful while I'm doing that. because they're thinking about the activity of like bringing mindfulness along, of consciously remembering mindfulness. In some of those times in our day where we're actively doing things, what I like to encourage is, in this retreat, just, you know, get on with your day. If the mindfulness gets lost in those times, that's okay. It may, though, spontaneously arise in the midst of something that you're doing. I've seen it happen in the midst of doing my taxes, in the midst of computer programming, in the midst of an intense conversation. I've seen mindfulness pop in. And so there can be these moments of mindfulness arising. And when that happens, just let yourself acknowledge that and take that in. Oh, mindfulness is here. How am I? Maybe there's some tension. Maybe there can be a little bit of relaxation in that moment. But then, you know, if you're in the midst of an activity for right now, you know, don't try to hold on to the mindfulness, because what I've seen is if people try to hold on to the mindfulness when there are other things going on, it gets too frustrating. You know, people, it feels like it's in the way of living our lives. And so we basically feel like it's not possible. So, you know, forget about even trying to be mindful in daily life, and forget about even recognizing when mindfulness returns. So what I encourage is, during your day, there may be times where you can kind of emphasize this. And I would maybe pick some times, like chores or eating meals and things like that, taking walks, where you can be curious about, well, can I relax? Is there awareness? What's obvious? But in the part of your day where you're kind of engaged mentally with some activity, then kind of be curious, or kind of set the intention during your day. Maybe I'll be aware when mindfulness returns in the midst of some mental activity. And then if it happens that mindfulness returns, kind of like, oh, that's what it's like to be mindful while I'm having this conversation. Or that's what it's like to be mindful while I'm writing this email. Mindfulness has come in, and we see the capacity, we see the possibility for mindfulness to be there with more mentally engaged activities. But not when we're trying to remember it. So the momentum of mindfulness can infuse anything, but often we can't actually like try to remember mindfulness. Like, you know, people who have skills, who develop skills, like for instance, when I first started being mindful driving a car, you know, I can drive a car without thinking too much about it. But if I was trying to be mindful while driving a car, it meant that I was actually losing my capacity to naturally drive the car. And it wasn't so safe, actually, at first. But then I began to see that the mindfulness could arise in that activity and not get in the way of the kind of automatic process of, you know, looking behind me and attending to where the cars are in the road. So it's possible to be mindful in any experience. But there are times, as we're cultivating this capacity, where the activity of trying to do mindfulness, of trying to remember mindfulness, will get in the way. And so if that's happening, just let it go and kind of orient or aim to noticing mindfulness return, noticing the moment of mindfulness returning. So relaxation through your day and noticing that moment of mindfulness returning, and maybe picking a few areas where you can orient to a kind of a little bit of continuity. And I would encourage it in walking. We walk all the time. You know, if you go out for a walk, you know, I know for me, since COVID, I've been getting out and walking pretty much every day. And this is, you know, we can be mindful while we do this. So the mindfulness here at the practice, again, is the same. Start with relaxation. What does it mean to be relaxed while walking? Just start there. Relax while walking. And then bring in the question, aware. Can I be aware? Is there awareness? Yes, awareness is here. And what's obvious? In walking, in engagement with activity in the walking area, there's going to be a lot of seeing and hearing happening. In our sitting practice, we don't emphasize the seeing so much. And so the walking can really be an area where we begin to cultivate awareness of seeing. And this is a powerful practice. Our sitting practice doesn't focus on this too much, or doesn't support our kind of practice with this. In the walking, we can be curious about that. So while you're walking, seeing is probably going to be a big part of what is happening. Seeing and hearing. So relax and notice what's obvious. Some of it will be the body in space, body movements, just the sensations of movement. Some of it will be seeing. A lot of it will be seeing. So noticing that seeing is happening and noticing that hearing is happening. An interesting exploration while walking, connected to seeing and hearing, is to notice the kind of difference between, in seeing, let's say, a kind of generalized seeing, where you're not focusing on anything in particular. Almost sometimes can feel like you're just moving through space and, the visual field is flowing around you. Sometimes it's got that quality of just a broad kind of seeing, like the panoramic kind of seeing. And sometimes the attention will focus in on something. And that is not a problem, but that's a different kind of attention. So noticing the difference between seeing and looking, when that shift happens, seeing, oh, looking at that puppy dog that just appeared in my vision. Or you're walking and there's, some flower that kind of you walk and you it reveals a flower and there's a bright splotch of color that draws your attention. Notice the seeing. The attention may shift from seeing to looking, from looking to another looking, and then back to seeing. Just be curious. Your system does this. You don't have to be in charge of it, but be curious about when it shifts from seeing to looking, from looking to seeing. Similarly, in hearing, it can be a kind of shift between the ambient sound and listening. So again, just noticing those shifts. This begins to point to the shift of attention, how the attention moves from one experience to another. And that's a natural function of our mind that we can be aware of. So we need to stop. It's time to stop. And we'll continue this afternoon exploring more about mindfulness in daily life. I want to remind you about the questions. You're welcome to submit a question about the practice anytime between now and the afternoon session. We'll do a little bit of guided a practice, another guided practice this afternoon, but have more time for questions and exchange. So I'm so delighted that so many of you are interested in bringing this awareness right into our lives. May it be of service for our own ease and peace and well-being. May it support our own ease and peace and well-being, and may it support the well-being of all beings everywhere. Thank you for your practice. See you, some of you at least, later. Bye-bye.